We have learned to tell the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of darkness. But do we know what it takes to create an ecosystem where the kingdom of heaven can thrive? For example, we know that hate, crime, lies, and murder are all products of the kingdom of darkness. But are we as familiar with and are we able to diagnose the ecosystem that produces those things? Likewise, we know that the kingdom of heaven produces love, redemption, forgiveness, and so on. But do we really know, in a practical sense, how to build the type of ecosystem that produces those things as well? What is a kingdom ecosystem and why is it so important? A kingdom ecosystem is the culture created by relationship, covenant, and family centered around the presence infused with the values and priorities of heaven. Jesus changed everything when he said, "Our Father." He placed a priority on covenant and family as the highest value. Ephesians 3:15 stresses the importance of family and identity by declaring, "From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name." From the beginning, family was designed to wreck the world. At the core of family are safety, identity, freedom, love, and connection. How do we build a kingdom ecosystem? We create a kingdom ecosystem by what we believe and how we steward the heavenly activity in us and around us as the result of our believing. A healthy kingdom ecosystem produces kingdom activity that dominates in the form of heaven on earth. Our kingdom ecosystem releases a dominion that overrules fear, sickness, disease, poverty, mental illness, divorce, crime, and death. This kingdom ecosystem is tended by a like-hearted family that coalesces around similar assignments and calls in the earth. What is the goal of a flourishing, healthy kingdom ecosystem? To take over and devour the earth with its health. Right now, God is creating ecosystems that are increasing the momentum of the dominion of the kingdom of heaven. There is a resounding call from the Spirit of God resonating across the earth, awakening hearts and lives to who they are and to who they are always meant to be. How can we take part in this movement of kingdom curators? We must value and center our lives around the presence and at the same time commit to connecting and staying connected to the ones in our community that have the same heart and similar assignments. There is no longer any room for fault-finding, gossip, and disconnection. These things are the destroyers of destinies and will rob the mandate of an entire generation if we let it. What kind of ecosystem are you creating? Do you only surround yourself with people who think like you? Do you slander and find fault in the ones that God has called you to work alongside? Do you have a higher value for being right than being in relationship? Are you and what you believe at the center of your universe? Are you constantly comparing others to yourself and rejecting them if they don't serve your purpose? We will never advance the kingdom by rejecting people as if they are not our favorite type of breakfast cereal. We can no longer treat our relationships as disposable, shutting people out the moment we disagree with them. Brave people who choose connection and who instill the courage of heaven in the hearts of others are the leaders of the next generation. These leaders fight for relationships, carry heaven with no personal agenda, and lay down their lives in a way that propels people into destinies and dreams greater than they have ever thought or imagined. They are not concerned with titles or rank, but measure their success by their relationships, the presence of God, and their unique ability to transform the world around them.